Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Recently, we talked about how our hometown of Providence, Rhode Island, built a huge tunnel to help store stormwater so the sewage treatment plant can keep up when it rains. But can we prevent stormwater from going into the sewer system in the first place? Possibly reporters Will Malloy and Juliana Marullo are here to tell us more.
Hi, Megan.
Hiya.
So is there a better way to deal with water when it rains?
Let's start by recapping why we're so worried about stormwater anyway.
Since Providence pipes carry both wastewater and stormwater, when it rains a lot, pipes can get overwhelmed.
And then that untreated sewage ends up in our rivers and oceans. Gross.
So can we do something to keep this rain from overwhelming the system?
There are basically two options. Make bigger pipes or keep rain out of the pipes in the first place.
To find out more about that second option, we talked to Catherine Kelly, the Assistant Director of Engineering and Construction for the Narragansett Bay Commission.
We're trying to promote infiltration of stormwater into the ground rather than being directed to our combined system.
After all, if rainwater never goes into the sewers at all, the system can't get overwhelmed.
That makes sense, but how do we do that?
Part of the problem is that we've paved over so much land with streets, sidewalks, driveways, and parking lots.
Unlike grass and dirt, asphalt and concrete are impervious, which means that water can't get through it. Rather than soak into the ground, water runs off streets into storm drains, which is how it gets to the sewer.
Not only does that mean more work for the sewer system, but stormwater can pick up all kinds of nasty stuff on the roads, from trash to chemicals to bacteria.
And if water can make it to the ground instead, it can filter through the dirt instead of running along the road.
All right, but we're not going to rip up all of our roads.
That's true, but turns out we might not have to give up our paved surfaces entirely. Catherine took us to check out what looks like a totally normal basketball court.
We are at Pierce Park in Central Falls.
But the court is an example of how we can use engineering to help water reach the ground.
The basketball court is actually constructed of pervious or porous pavement. So when rain falls on that pavement, it will actually infiltrate into the ground.
The surface is made of big pieces which create little openings for water to run through.
That sounds great. Should we replace all of our pavement with this stuff?
Unfortunately, it's not that easy. It's not a good choice for roads in places like Rhode Island.
We have to sand the roads in the wintertime to, you know, make them safe. It would basically fill these pores in the concrete and essentially make it impervious.
It's easier to make parking lots that are stormwater friendly, though.
And the idea behind it, directing stormwater into the ground instead of into the sewers, can be applied in a lot of different ways.
Is this something I could help out with at home?
For sure. Catherine has a few ideas.
A lot of people still have their roof leaders, downspouts, basement sump pumps connected to their sewer connection. So that's directing stormwater to our combined system. If you have a grassy area in your yard where you can redirect your stormwater from your downspouts, you should try to do so.
You could also consider replacing your driveway.
Look at crushed stone or look at porous pavement. It is a little more expensive. Or maybe look at pavers.
Whether or not you can personally help out, this principle of letting rainwater soak into the ground instead of going into sewers can be applied in all sorts of contexts.
Incorporating this green infrastructure into cities and towns is one way to help keep the water clean. Boston has all kinds of examples around the city, from rain gardens to sidewalks made to let the water through.
Now it's just time for Providence to catch up.
Thanks for checking it out. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to askpossibly.org or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on social media at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.